Good morning. My name is Martha Moon. My co-author is Patrin Nentachan, who's in Bangkok and unable to be here today. We have no relationships to disclose. The purpose of this research was to determine risk behavior among Thai youth identifying as homosexual, bisexual, heterosexual, or unsure of their sexual orientation using a modified and translated youth risk behavior survey in Bangkok. We know that risk-taking behavior is part of normal adolescent development. We also know from the work of many U.S. researchers that sexual minority youth engage in high-risk behavior and are higher risk of violence than their heterosexual peers. The YRBS, developed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has been used since 1990 to measure various risk behavior in adolescents in the United States and in many other countries, including Thailand. The national YRBS, however, does not include questions about sexual orientation or gender of sexual partners, although these questions have been added by some states and localities. Dr. Nentachan was my doctoral student when we conducted this research. For her dissertation work, she conducted a Thai youth risk behavior survey in Bangkok. She added questions about resilience, which was her research interest. I asked her to add specific questions about sexual orientation, same-sex sexual behavior, and discrimination based on perceived sexual minority status, which were related to my research interest. She translated, back-translated, and conducted cultural equivalence testing on the modified survey. The three questions that were added regarding sexual minority youth included: which of the following best describes your sexual orientation? Heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, not sure. With whom have you had sexual intercourse? I've not had sexual intercourse with anyone, women, men, or both women and men. And has anyone made offensive comments or attacked you because they thought you were gay or lesbian at school or on your way to or from school? Yes or no? Just for a little background on Thai culture, the Thai construction of homosexuality does not mirror that of Western homosexuality and is more complex than our Western binary construction of male, female, heterosexual, and homosexual. The term gay was not used in Thailand until 1965. The predominant conceptualization of sexuality and gender is that of gender plus sexuality plus sex types, called phet, which are more oriented to gender than sexuality. Phet denotes a type of gendered and sexual being, and in modern Thailand there are multiple distinct phet and some disagreement about the number of them. But most commentators would include the following from most masculine to feminine and include man, male bisexual, gay king, gay queen, transgender, transsexual, hermaphrodite, tom, which is a butch lesbian, D, which is a femme lesbian, and woman. So it's very interesting. Most Thai women do not use the term lesbian as a self-descriptor, preferring to use Tom or D instead. Women's ambivalence to using the term lesbian stems from the fact that the term lesbian came into use in Thailand to describe women portrayed in visual pornography for heterosexual men. Dr. Peter Jackson, a Thai sexuality scholar in Australia, has been an invaluable resource for me on this topic, and if you're interested, many of his articles are available on the internet. So in trying to be as inclusive as possible, we use multiple descriptors for each sexual orientation category, such as homosexual, parentheses, gay or lesbian, parentheses, attracted to the same sex. In spite of Dr. Nentachan being a native to Bangkok, conducting extensive translation, back translation, and cultural equivalence testing of this survey, we still miss the fact that the word lesbian is offensive to many women who love women. Thus, having the word lesbian in this question about sexual orientation may have actually made the students uncomfortable and not forthcoming about answering the question. Back to methods. We selected six secondary schools based on multi-stage sampling technique in order to obtain a representative sample of students aged 11 to 19 years old. We did this by selecting two schools from each of the three major geographical areas of Bangkok, and then we selected one class from each grade level, 7 through 12, for each school. Thus, students from 36 classrooms were recruited to participate. We administered this survey to what we believe is a representative sample of Bangkok students. Students with parental permission completed assent forms and participated in the survey during free period or after school. We had a 93% participation rate. Dr. Nentichan administered all the surveys herself and was on hand to troubleshoot and answer any questions the participants or the teachers may have had. Descriptive statistics and chi-squared analyses were performed on all variables of interest for all students, sexually experienced students, males and females. Now to review some of the significant findings. Of the 1,409 participants, half were female and half were male with a mean age of 15. The majority of males and females reported their sexual orientation as heterosexual. Almost three times as many females as males reported bisexual. 3% of both females and males reported homosexual, and over twice as many females as males reported being unsure of their sexual orientation. To put this in a North American context, Sawick and others reported in 2006 that there was a range of 91 to 96% of adolescents who reported heterosexual orientation, 2 to 3% bisexual, and 0.3 to 1% homosexual on similar surveys. So you can see that more Thai youth identified as non-heterosexual compared to youth in North America. When asked about sexual behavior, 7% of females and 11% of males reported being sexually experienced, that is, ever having sexual intercourse. In response to the question, with whom have you had sexual intercourse, males reported more sexual experience than females in all partner categories. Again, to compare to the U.S., Faulkner and Cranston in 1998 reported in the Massachusetts YRBS that 48.7% of the sample reported sexual experience, compared to the 8.8% in this study. There were no significant differences based on sexual orientation regarding condom use at last sex. About half of all students reported using a condom. Overall, 19.5% of all students reported having had offensive comments made to them or being attacked because students thought they were gay or lesbian. Male students were significantly more likely than females to report this. We then looked at risk behavior by self-described sexual orientation. Even though some of the numbers are small, we wanted to describe the sample as fully as possible, so we included all of the participants in the data set. So we'll look at females. Among females, 6% of those who identified as heterosexual reported sex with males, and less than 1% reported sex with females. 10% of homosexual females reported sex with females and none with males. Among males, 9% of heterosexual participants reported sex with female partners. 13% of bisexual males reported sex with females and 10% reported sex with males. Only 3% of bisexual males reported sex with partners of both sexes. However, 26% of homosexual males reported sex with other males. Almost 15% of females reported having offensive comments or attacks made on them. Sexual minority females were significantly more likely to report this compared to heterosexual females. A higher percentage of bisexual and homosexual females reported bringing a weapon on school property in the past 30 days compared to other females. And more homosexual females reported being slapped, hit, or hurt by a girlfriend or boyfriend in the past 12 months. This is a much higher percentage than for other females. A higher percentage of bisexual and homosexual males reported offensive comments or attacks compared to heterosexual or unsure males. Again, to compare to the United States, almost a third of adolescent males who reported same-sex partners reported having offensive comments or being attacked in several surveys here, and I have those references if you need them. A higher percentage of unsure males reported bringing a weapon on school property in the past 30 days compared to other males. The results on being slapped, etc., by a girlfriend or boyfriend were not significant for males. Homosexual females were much more likely to report seriously considering suicide or making a plan for suicide in the past year than females of other sexual orientations. No significant differences were seen for males by sexual orientation on any suicide variables. Alcohol and drug use are other areas of risk behavior interest. Significantly higher percentages of bisexual and homosexual females responded positively to three key alcohol questions from the YRBS. These are lifetime alcohol use, which is, have you ever had a drink of alcohol? Alcohol use in the past 30 days, and binge drinking, which is defined as 5 drinks or more in a row, that is within a couple of hours in the past 30 days. Homosexual males are more likely to report lifetime alcohol use and alcohol use in the past 30 days than others. However, binge drinking is reported by a higher percentage of bisexual and unsure males. Approximately 17% of all students in the survey have tried tobacco, but there were no significant differences based on sexual orientation for any of the questions about tobacco use, unlike much of the data from the United States. Other drug use results are summarized here. Homosexual females were more likely to report cocaine use, glue sniffing, heroin use, ecstasy use, and illegal drug injection. Bisexual and homosexual males are more likely to report marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, glue, heroin, and ecstasy use, and illegal drug injection. In summary, as can be seen from these data, Thai youth who identify as homosexual, bisexual, or who are not sure of their sexual orientation report significantly higher levels of risk behavior than their heterosexually identified peers in violence-related behavior and drug and alcohol use, which is similar to findings in U.S. sexual minority youth. Thai youth are more likely to claim a sexual minority identity than their American peers. Even though a smaller percentage of Thai youth are sexually active, those who are more likely to engage in same-sex behavior than American youth. In many ways, the Thai culture seems more accepting of sexual minority identity and behavior, yet these youth report high levels of anti-gay violence. So the implications for healthcare and education, providers need to understand the construction of Thai sexuality and FET in order to provide accurate assessment and education regarding sexual risk behavior. In any culture, it's important to use direct and specific questions about sexual behavior in order to understand risk and provide non-judgmental sexual education. These youth are at high risk for alcohol and other drug use as well as violence, which can be addressed in the healthcare setting or through other interventions such as social norms marketing. The findings provide a baseline for future research into understanding the differences among Thai sexual minority youth and sexual minority youth from other cultures with regard to risk behavior and sexual identity. It will be important in future surveys to add questions that distinguish among the FET in order to avoid ambiguity for the young participants and to get a clearer picture of sexual and gender identity among Thai youth and to use language that is congruent with their understanding of sexual behavior. Thank you.
We have time for a couple of questions for Dr. Moon. If there are any in the audience, I'd ask that you please go to the microphones in the middle. I have a question.
Okay.
Since we have a minute or two, I'm curious about the urbanicity of the sample. So it seems
all
like
all Bangkok.
So I'm wondering if you think that might be related to the identification as LGBT or as sexual minority as opposed to a rural sample.
So his question was, did the urbanicity of the sample, might that have had an impact on the identification? My own work, I haven't done work in the rural areas, but there have been studies in the rural area, particularly with military recruits, not necessarily with students, that shows about the same sexual orientation identity.
Any other questions for Dr. Moon? All right. I'll ready the presentation by Dr. Rosario.